22 minutes to 8. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We continue now with the tafsir of Surah Al-A'raf. Yesterday, we wrapped up the discussion pertaining to Ba'lam bin Ba'ura and the lessons that we learned from therefrom, that whole episode, and we explained that in the end of the day, when you allow your nafs and when you allow your desires to get the better of you, you are on your way to a free fall in terms of being from a position of honor to disgrace. And we also discussed the first verse thereafter, which is a kind of follow-up, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, "May yahdi Allahu fahuwa al-muhtadi." Only He is rightly guided, whom Allah guides. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. As for them whom Allah sends astray, they are the losers. And we explained that hidayat and guidance is all in the control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The basic level of hidayat and guidance, everyone has. That's ira'atul tariq, to show us the right from wrong. But to actually take us to the intended destination, to put us onto that straight path, that is in the control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we should seek that from Allah. And many times Allah blesses people with that when they show initiative, when they take those few baby steps, so even one baby step in the right direction, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses them with hidayat and guidance. And we should be conscious of this every time we utter the words, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, that, oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. We should be conscious of the fact that we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the higher levels of hidayat and guidance. Now continuing, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in the next verse, which is verse 179, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ. Without doubt, we have created a large number of jinn and mankind for Jahannam. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts with which they cannot understand. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبُصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes with which they cannot see. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And they have ears with which they cannot hear. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are like animals, but even more deviated. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. These are the negligent ones. Now if we look at the very first sentence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ. Without doubt, we have created a large number of jinn and mankind for Jahannam. Now some scholars have said that perhaps here it would appear that there is a contradiction. On the one hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in another verse of the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That men and jinn have been created for the worship of Allah. And here Allah is saying, without doubt, we have created a large number of jinn and mankind for Jahannam. So if you look just at the apparent, you could, erroneously though, come to the conclusion that no, Allah is mentioning that there are men and jinn who have been created specifically to be sent to the hellfire. So it firstly would contradict what the other verse says, that they have been created for worship, and secondly, it would mean that it's beyond our control. We have been created to go to hellfire. And the scholars have written, I mean, there's a grammatical explanation here as to why it does not mean what you would perhaps assume on the apparent. But let me just say to you in simplified words, that here the structure of the wording indicates that it does not show intention, rather it shows outcome. It does not show intention, it shows outcome. So it's not that you have been, your creation was intended for you to go to the fire of Jahannam. Rather, it is indicating that there will be a large segment from men and jinn who, because of their disobedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this was already in the knowledge of Allah before He created them, they would end up in the hellfire. So it's not that Allah created them to go to Jahannam. Allah created them to worship Him, but it was known in the knowledge of Allah that these people will be disobedient servants of Allah and they will end up bearing the consequences. Now such people, Allah gives us a description of them, and now we need to analyze and see how do we fit in. And if we fit in, obviously it's a problem, because it means that we have now characteristics of the people of Jahannam. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts with which they cannot understand. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes with which they cannot see. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And they have ears with which they cannot hear. Meaning that physically they can see, they can hear, and they can understand, but not spiritually. They know what is right, but they don't allow it to penetrate their heart. They see the truth, but they don't follow it. They hear the truth, but they do not adhere to it. They do not respond to it. So they turn the blind eye to the proofs and to the natural signs that point them to accepting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and belief in the oneness of Allah. So they see everything is in Allah's control, but yet they choose not to believe. and they hear the Quran and they read the message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So they have the eyes, they have the heart, the ears, they have the heart, they have, in other words, Allah has given them the ability to comprehend, yet they choose not to believe. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. These people are like animals. بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. But even more deviated. Why? Because animals have a limited capacity. They have a very basic degree of intelligence. Their primary purpose of existence is to eat and to procreate, and after that they die, or they are killed, they are slaughtered, and they are consumed. So there isn't much expectation of animals. There isn't much expectation of animals. They are actually in many ways expected to live in the way that they live, because they don't have greater intelligence drawing them to greater things. But man, on the other hand, he has that intelligence, and yet he chooses to live the life of an animal, where his whole life is centered around eating, drinking, fulfilling his carnal desires, and that's it. That's how you live your life. No greater purpose, no greater objective. You don't acknowledge the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It makes you worse than an animal. It makes you worse than an animal. Why? Because you have the intelligence. You know better. You have been granted the greater level of guidance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sure, these animals are actually better also in another way, because they recognize the oneness of Allah. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. These angels recognize the oneness of Allah, and they praise Allah in their own ways. I mean, these animals are not angels. But they have a limited capacity. Even in terms of ibadah and worship, they have a limited capacity compared to man. Man is the crown and the jewel of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's creation. Or the jewel in the crown, rather. You know, the crown jewel. And in the end, what we need to understand, that if you live your life like an animal, you're worse than an animal, because Allah has given you the intelligence. That's why Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. They are like animals, but even more deviated. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. These are the negligent ones. And if we analyze our lives, we are, most of us, are living a life of ghaflat. We are living a life of negligence. We are negligent of the commands of Allah. It's not that we don't know. I mean, who can say, I don't know that salah is compulsory? Who can say, I don't know that to control my gaze is necessary? Who can say, I don't know that to conduct myself in some of the ways that we conduct ourselves is wrong? No, we know. These days we have more knowledge than perhaps the people prior to us. But we are negligent. We have allowed ourselves to fall into a state of negligence. And as a result, we do not uphold the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We do not adhere to the prohibitions of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are negligent. We know, we believe. We believe in the hereafter. We believe in life after death. We believe in Jannah and Jahannam. We believe in Hisab and Kitab. But we have allowed ourselves to fall into a state of negligence in terms of how to attain salvation in the hereafter, how to put ourselves in a good position in terms of where we will be standing in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and how we will be accounting for our deeds. So we must listen to these verses with a keen ear, and we must read these verses with a sharp eye, and we must talk about these verses with a heart which is very open. That even though technically we may not be unbelievers, we are believers, we believe in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but we, you know, if these characteristics, if these qualities and sifat, if these traits are found in us to some extent, it's problematic. It's hugely problematic, because it means we are now starting to have within us the hallmarks and the characteristics of those whom the Quran describes as worse than animals. As those whom the Quran has described heading for the hellfire from amongst mankind and jinnkind. It's a difficult discussion to have, but rather be honest with yourself now, whilst you are still alive and you're still breathing and you still have the opportunity and you still have the time to turn it around. Rather be honest with yourself now than finding yourself in a position or finding yourself in a situation where you are not able to turn it around. We make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He grants us the understanding. It's now 13 minutes to 8.